Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, at the moment, we've in a throes of the choice of who should be on the next federal council in Switzerland. Two new members of the Swiss government will be, or will have been, elected, depending on when you're listening to this, to the federal council. So what we're going to take a look at today on Swiss Up is the federal council itself as a body and its history, and how come Switzerland has ended up with a seven-member federal council. So how did it all start, Dario?
I'm first to explain a little bit about why I got to this story, because the successors of Ueli Maurer from the Swiss People's Party and Simonetta Sommaruger from the Social Democrats, they will continue in the line of 100 Conseil Fédéral that Switzerland has had since the creation of the modern Swiss state in 1848. Since then, Switzerland has had seven federal councillors, and it was in November 1848, to be precise, that the Federal Assembly got together for the first time and decided to elect the first seven federal councillors ever, to also to lead this newly created federal state, and not just have one person do that.
Right. Yeah. So that's one of the things. I mean, that's one thing Switzerland doesn't have, is all like an all-encompassing president. Although there is a president, they're always just part of the federal council. So already back then, Dario, they chose a number seven. So that hasn't changed. So what other aspects of the federal council remain unchanged to this day?
Well, another aspect that has already existed was the fair distribution of seats among the different regions of Switzerland and the inclusion of the linguistic minorities. In 1848, the country was freshly out of a civil war that opposed more liberal and more conservative cantons, and it was important to make sure that the different regions of the country would be represented in government, right? So as to prevent the country from falling apart again. And with Stefano Francini and Daniel-Henri Druet, two representatives of Latin Switzerland were already sitting on the Federal Council in 1848. So federalism and linguistic minorities were always taken into account.
Okay, now other factions, though, took longer to be represented within the government. So that, you know, these things can change a little bit slowly, can't they?
Yes, for example, different political parties took some time to be represented in government. Nowadays, Switzerland prides itself for having a wide coalition of parties represented in government. But back in 1848 and for 43 years thereafter, there were only members of the Liberal Party in government. So it wasn't a coalition government at all at the time.
Okay, so why was that then? Why just one party, as it were?
This can be explained by the fact that the representatives of the liberal ideology, who wanted a stronger federal state, so a stronger central state, that would mean at the time, they won the civil war against the conservatives, who wanted to keep a more loose federation of microstates. So naturally, the winning faction, basically, they were in a position of power in the institutions of the newly created state, and maybe also more willing to partake in this state that they basically fought for in a war, whereas the more conservative Catholics that also had a party at the time, they were maybe a bit less excited about this newly formed state.
Okay, so when was it when other parties did start to get elected into the government?
In 1891, so 41 years after the creation of the modern state, the first member of the Conservative Catholic Party, today's Center Party, got elected to government. And in the 1920s, it was the turn of today's Swiss People's Party. And only during the Second World War did the first left-wing party get elected to government. That was the Social Democrats. that got their first seat during World War II, and since then always had at least one seat in government.
Now, there's this thing called the magic formula, which actually is supposed to divide up who sits on the Federal Council. How does this work, and how long has that been going on for?
Well, that was actually a decision in the late 50s that the parties agreed upon. They agreed to introduce an unwritten rule that stipulates that the three biggest parties in parliament, they would get two seats in government, and that the fourth biggest gets one seat. That's what's called the magic formula that still holds true today, although there has been a bit of a bumpy ride around in the 2010s, where that formula sort of broke apart for a bit, because a person that got elected from the Swiss People's Party, she wasn't an official candidate of that party, and so she got excluded from the Swiss People's Party, created the Bourgeois Popular Party at the time. I think that's maybe what you could call it in English. And they were sort of a micro party that was weirdly represented in government. But then again, you have to know that she was actually elected as a member of the Swiss People's Party, but then got ejected from the party as she accepted the election. Okay. So anyways,
there was
a moment where, strictly speaking, the magic formula didn't apply, but we're sort of back to it, and all the major parties agreed that this is still the way that they should go.
Okay, now it's all sorted out on how to divide the seats up on the Federal Council, but of course it took a long time before women were involved.
Yes, that wasn't before 1984 with Elisabeth Kopp from Zurich. She was the first woman who was elected to the Swiss government. This, of course, has to do with the fact that it was only in 1971 that Swiss women got the right to vote. We're not going to redo that whole story. Now there is episodes of Swiss Up that we have talked about this. But yes, it's always astonishing to hear that number again, 1971, sorry, for women's rights to vote in Switzerland. Since then, a lot of progress was made. And in 2010, for a short period, there was even a majority of women in government, with four women represented.
Okay, now, let's say, so looking back on the Federal Council, it hasn't really changed that much since it was first formed. Are there any proposals to change it now? I mean, is there a drive to say, let's modernize this, or are people happy with how it works?
Yes, a bit. There is always the idea to increase the number of federal councillors from 7 to 9. The last time this proposition was discussed in Parliament was in 2021. That idea makes an appearance every few years. The world gets ever more complex, and so does the work of the government. That's why some people think that a government with 9 members would even better represent the population for one, and language regions for two, because, for example, you could have a permanent seat for the Italian-speaking minority in Switzerland, which is more of an exception. Currently, we have an Italian-speaking Conseil Fédéral, but for a long time there hasn't been before he got elected. So with 9 members, you could assure better representation of the population, and some people feel that with the workload currently getting bigger and bigger, it would also be advantageous to have 9 members, and thus more departments also that they could head. Now, more than 10 times, actually, this discussion has been led. So there has been more than 10 times there has been this effort to enlarge the government in some way or another. But none of those initiatives have ever led anywhere. So this is unlikely to happen anytime soon. There is sometimes conversation about a certain mysterious eighth member of the Conseil Fédéral. Once a year, the Conseil Fédéral, the government, gets together for an official photograph.
Yes.
basically a team photo, you could say. It's always interesting to see how they're getting photographed, because it's always up to the, I would say, the creative center of the government, who decides what they could stand in front of, or what they could project on the green screen behind them. Anyways, and on that photo, there are 8 people, actually, because there is also the federal chancellor, currently Walter Turnher, who is also on there. And so people sometimes feel that that's like the 8th member of the government, but he's the chancellor, so he doesn't actually have any political decision power.
He doesn't,
the government.
No, he doesn't get a vote, certainly.
His role is
really to, let's say, coordinate and create dialogue between the federal councillors. But interestingly, he does actually have the right to table proposals for the federal council. So
a little bit of power there.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, you're right. There are 7 members, and I've heard this before. Said, why are there 8 of them in that picture? So the 8th is him.
Exactly. Right. Now you know.
Right. Anyway, Dario, should leave it there for now. Thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.